Cuisine.
The two main rivals on the Czech political scene, the outgoing Social Democrat Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek and the winner of the June election, Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek, may try to resolve the drawn-out stalemate on the Czech political scene with a bow and arrow. The idea came from Mr. Topolánek himself, who at one point noted how much easier it would be if he and his rival could resolve the deadlock by some simple means, such as a duel or archery contest. The organizer of archery competitions for the handicapped happened to hear the interview and promptly made an offer to host such an event at their convenience. Both politicians have accepted and they're now looking for a suitable date for the event. A Czech man drove an armored personnel carrier through a historic town center just to buy his kids ice cream. Miroslav Tuček, a 34-year-old military history buff, now faces a fine for driving the 12-ton military vehicle from his own collection through the streets of Hradec Králové. The police patrolling the town couldn't believe their eyes when they saw the personnel carrier parked outside a sweet shop, a police spokeswoman reported. Tuček explained that his own car had broken down and since he'd promised the kids ice cream and it was a long walk into town, he decided to put his personnel carrier to good use. But it's probably the most expensive ice cream his kids will ever have. A Czech student has come second in Britain's first marathon masturbation event in which hundreds of sexual exhibitionists competed in who could masturbate the longest time with the most orgasms. Marcel Rimmel from Ostrava, who says he didn't do much in the way of training except 4 days of abstaining from sex, masturbated for 6.5 hours straight with 3 orgasms. The charity event is the brainchild of the San Francisco-based Center for Sex and Culture, which holds similar events in the United States to help safe sex groups. Former Czech Euro Commissioner Pavel Telička will be making his film debut later this summer. Mr. Telička will be playing the part of a school inspector in a new Czech film called High School. This unusual bit of casting is the work of Czech actress Eva Holubová, who insists that with his looks, Mr. Telička can't put a foot wrong. The former Euro Commissioner said he was amused to get the offer and decided to go for it just for the laugh. I have no ambition to be in the film business. This is just a bit of summer fun, the respected Czech diplomat said. A paper model of the Prague Castle compound is the latest addition to the Belhřimov Museum of Records and Curiosities. The model is 140 times 60 centimeters. In other words, it's 450 times smaller than the real thing. But in every other way, it is a perfect copy, down to the intricate designs on the cathedral's windows. The number of windows, arcades and chimneys matches reality, as do the colors. The paper model of Prague Castle is made up of 3,000 components and it took two Czech enthusiasts, Pavel Bester and Robert Navratil, 500 hours of hard work to make. Of course, that is nothing compared to Antonín Lankvall's famous paper model of 19th century Prague, which is permanently exhibited at the Prague Museum. The model was made by lithographer Antonín Lankvall over a period of 10 years, between 1826 and 1837. What started out as a hobby became his life's dream, and he devoted all of his spare time and most of his family's resources to making it come true. He worked alone, painstakingly recording every detail of the building or street he was working on, walking around the capital early in the morning and late in the evening in his spare time to make sketches that he would use later. The details he included are mind-boggling, such as a broken window or a ladder left leaning against a wall. The houses are numbered, there are lanterns, front gardens and sheds, everything painted in its authentic colour. More than 2,000 buildings in all, including the Prague Castle compound, on a space of 2 by 2 meters. Today, the model is regarded as a treasure, but the man who made it died in sickness and poverty, and the model was eventually sold sometime after his death for a price that barely covered the cost of making it. Although Czechs are not making an effort to lead a healthier life, they are living longer. Improved healthcare is one of the reasons, according to a report in this week's Bravo. Today, the life expectancy for men is 72. For women, it's 78, which is the second best in the post-communist world after Slovenia. However, it still leaves room for improvement if you look west. And confirming that things are looking up, Czech doctors this week operated on their oldest patient ever, giving 100-year-old Ludmila Kokalíková a pacemaker. I performed for President Masaryk, Czechoslovakia's very first president, and I aim to be around for a while yet, the old lady said. Although it may seem that the lady has set a record, she is actually not the oldest person in the Czech Republic with a pacemaker. That record goes to a lady who is now going on 107. Two bizarre bank robberies took place in Prague this week. The first happened in the center of Prague, where a 62-year-old pensioner nearly got away with ½ a million crowns. He threatened to blow up the building, and in a panic, the clerk started shoving banknotes through the glass partition. When the robber's bag was full, he turned to run, but dropped the bag and notes scattered in all directions. Before he'd managed to collect them all, the police had arrived to arrest him. In a different part of Prague, another man walked into a bar and asked about a job vacancy. When he was turned down, he asked the staff to direct him to the nearest bank, which happened to be just around the corner. He walked in, and when the teller saw his gun, he also started shoving banknotes in his direction. But to his great surprise, the robber only took part of the money, a small part, shoved the rest back, thanked him, and left. The modest robber is still on the run with the money that was obviously meant to tide him over before he got a job. Both men face sentences up to 10 years.